Joining us on the phone this morning is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
A bill that you introduced in the Veterans Affairs Committee of the Senate, apparently they've acted on that.
Yeah.
And explain that. It's going to help rural veterans get access to better health care through the VA.
That's exactly right. And I was gratified the bill passed out of the Veterans Affairs Committee. This is something I wrote, and my chief co-sponsor is John Bozeman of Arkansas Republican, so it's bipartisan. And what the bill will do is improve rural veterans' access to high-quality VA medical care. Traveling around the state, I hear from vets and county veteran service officers that the VA needs to be doing more to get care to where the veterans are, and this includes things like some mental health treatment, some telemedicine, so that a vet doesn't have to travel 75 miles, you know, every week to get an appointment, that he can do that maybe, or she can do it once every 3 months or something, and then get telemedicine to see a doctor. Also, one of the things I hear about a lot is being able to use veterans being able to use facilities that aren't VA facilities. Let's say you're in an area where there's no VA clinic with an emergency room, and you have an emergency. Say, I've heard actually this scenario a number of times where a veteran has a heart attack, and there's no emergency room in a VA clinic, so he goes to the hospital, and the ambulance comes and takes him to the hospital, saves his life or her life. And but that veteran is on the line for a $2,000 ambulance ride and for everything else. And this is, you know, that veteran did not have access to, could not go to a VA clinic that would do the same job. And that's something that the VA should subcontract with non-VA facilities so that the veteran isn't on the line for care just because there wasn't a VA facility that could do the proper job.
I also understand that tomorrow there's a vote coming up in the Senate on a bill that will help veterans get back to work by creating Veteran Job Corps. We've reported on this in the past because, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of these veterans return after having intensive military training that would seem to qualify them for certain kinds of positions are forced to go back to school.
Yeah, this is the Veterans Job Corps Act does a couple of things. One of which is make sure that they can get licensure or certification. They get credit for what they did in theater, in Afghanistan or in Iraq or in Kuwait. Mm-hmm. And that includes like emergency medical technician. A lot of these guys did real emergency medical technician work, and yet don't have the formal education to get certification. So it is providing a way to make sure they can get credit for what the talents they actually used and developed. Same thing, even on truck drivers, guys who drove trucks, you know, where every inch of the way they could get hit with an IED. That's under a lot of pressure, did an unbelievable job, and now they can't get a truck driver's license. Same for like nurse's assistant or something like that. That's part of this, that's a good part of this bill that I've co-sponsored. It's also, part of it is modeled, a large part of it is after the Civilian Conservation Corps. And this is to give thousands of veterans jobs, restoring and protecting our nation's public lands. So things like public parks, forests, trails along the Mississippi, and it's modeled after the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was the most popular program during the New Deal. And this is work that needs to be done, protecting and improving these public lands, and we really need to make sure that these men and women who, after all, put everything on the line for us, that they have a job when they get back. That's the best way to integrate back into society, is to have a job. And who better to do this kind of work? If you can build a road in Kandahar, I think you can handle building a trail in Voyager National Park.
Well, speaking of public lands, brings me to another point. The 8th District Republican Representative Chip Kravac had a bill pass last week on the school trust lands legislation. I understand you and Senator Klobuchar are going to prepare a companion bill. There's some controversy about that. Critics are saying that the bill's not really about school funding, but about opening a big part of northern Minnesota for mining and logging. Proponents say it will put the group land together and make it more profitable for the schools. So if you're going to introduce a bill on this in the Senate, what's it going to look like?
I think it'll be similar to Congressman Kravac's bill. Senator Klobuchar and I are working on that, and we want to do a bill that could pass through the Senate. A land exchange would benefit Minnesota schools. This is revenue that the schools can definitely use and help our state's economy. And there's nothing wrong with mining and timber if we do it right. So, you know, we're not clear exactly on the timing of this bill, but we're working on it. We want to make sure that we introduce a bill that's good for Minnesota and that can pass the Senate. And we have been speaking to a number of local stakeholders, to advocacy groups, to concerned citizens and others, including the Minnesota DNR and the U.S. Forest Service. And we're looking at issues like the time frame for the exchange, the land exchange process, and just making sure that it's the best deal possible for local stakeholders in Minnesota. And we really care about making sure Minnesota gets this land swap and are hoping to do it right and get passed quickly.
One of the things that has come to my attention, although I don't have all the details on it, is there's some concern here in Cook County as well as Lake County where we receive a considerable amount of in lieu of tax payments. So
right.
We might want to look into that one because we're not sure where we are with that and how that would be affected, because actually the lands have not been designated. I mean, there's no
land. I mean, there is a certain amount of in the way the law was written back in the 30s would mean that the counties would get some money for in this exchange. And so we definitely have to look at that. That is an issue.
We've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good luck tomorrow on that Senate vote on the Veterans Job Corps. I know you
got
a lot.
I think it may be today, actually.
Today, actually, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then an awful lot of people are hoping something like that will happen because it...
we've been passing some veteran, you know, there.
Yeah.
We did the Vow to Hire Veteran Heroes Act, which, and a lot of people don't know about, but it provides tax incentives for employers to hire vets, including up to $9,600 tax credit for hiring a vet with a service-related disability. We owe these men and women, and you're getting someone who's disciplined, who's exhibited tremendous skills under pressure. I would urge employers to use the opportunity to hire a vet.
Well, we're going to see a lot of them coming back between now and 2014 if
yep.
the drawdown continues. Thank you very much, Senator. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.